Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
My question, good or bad, what did you see as a kid that has stuck with you forever? 206-803-ROCK.
Here's one from the text line here. It says, when I was 3 or 4 years old, I remember sitting at the dining room table, seeing what must have been a severely injured horse. I assume it must have gotten tangled up in some of the old farm equipment in the field. Anyway, they had slaughtered the horse. And as it was being winched up onto the flatbed, the head was too heavy or something, and the guy cut it off with a chainsaw.
Jesus.
While you're just sitting at the dining room table. Sorry, man. Just trying to enjoy your meal.
I will say, driving from, what's that beach down there, Miles, on the Pensacola? What's the famous one people would go to for spring
Panama
break?
City.
Panama City. So we stayed in Panama City Beach. We're driving up to Tallahassee to watch Maryland play Florida State. And on the way up there, we're cutting through these back roads, and these dudes just had hogs hanging that they were slaughtering. And it was just, I don't know how to describe it other than, like, I just remember looking over and I was like, oh my God.
Ham.
Yeah. Like, that's what they're doing to them?
Yeah. You don't want to know, did you?
It was awful.
Yep.
That or I told you, man, that Chinese restaurant on my house. My dad was, as we're walking by, my dad goes, don't look in there. And I look in, and there's just hay on the ground, live chickens. Like, it was a mess.
Don't look in there.
And I couldn't eat
it. We're going to eat here, but right.
Don't look in the kitchen.
I couldn't eat at that place for, it took a couple of years.
Did he do takeout?
That was, right. And it was, like, that was our takeout spot, right? I don't know how to explain it. Because, like, you know, this is the, like, late 80s. So, like, Chinese food's getting really big.
Yeah.
So, if we went to a restaurant, you'd have to drive to Beltsville to go to the restaurant. But this place, we just got takeout from.
Don't look in there.
I don't know. Like,
there was a place over
I don't know
like
if
that.
He had seen with the door open.
He had to have.
But, I mean, like, just dishes all over the place. Like, I don't know what their food, what their rating was or whatever. But I'll be honest with you. I don't know that I ever ate in there again.
Really? How old were you when you saw it?
Probably like 11 or 12.
It ruined the whole thing.
It did.
Well, we've talked about the place, kind of a place downtown we used to go. And in between the cash register and the kitchen, there was a plastic shower curtain.
Yeah.
With plastic hoop rings that you could kind of see through.
Yeah.
A little frosted, but not really. And we're like, this is a little sketch. It's very sketch. And maybe like a year goes by. And the stranger puts out their list of the dirtiest restaurants in Seattle. And right there on the front cover.
Oh, yeah.
The front cover is the place where we go to lunch at least once a week.
Oh, easily.
At least once a week with a shower curtain you pulled back.
I still
don't look in there.
As an adult, though, I made my own choice and still went there because I liked it so much.
I did, too. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it probably tastes as good because of whatever they're doing wrong.
Yep.
You know, like I said, my grandmother, I realized the secret recipe to every dish she made was probably the ash from a Newport cigarette because it was always in her mouth and she just talked. She never put it in her fingers. And we would just watch ash break off. I always remember speaking of the question, we knew she smoked every time she cooked. We knew she talked with the cigarette in her mouth, and it would bounce, and that ash would just get real long. But it was Thanksgiving. Last thing, she's whipping up her mashed potatoes, right? So my brother and I were seated at a table. She's standing by the stove, and she's mixing up these mashed potatoes and just talking and talking and talking. And we watch this big-ass piece of ash just drop. Into the mashed potatoes, man. She just kept mixing them up. So when we sit down to actually eat dinner and I pass around the mashed potatoes, we both skipped. Like, as an adult, it wouldn't bug me as much. But as a kid, I'm like, That looks gross.
That's terrible.
But I just remember seeing that, looking at my brother. We both had that look that says, don't say anything, but yes, I saw that too.
Here's a crazy one. A Florida fisherman has been sentenced to 1 month in prison, ordered to pay about a $51,000 fine after shooting dolphins, attracting debated fishing lines, cast by boats that he operated. Zachary Barfield, 31, grew frustrated with dolphins eating the red snapper from the lines of his charter fishing clients. So then, taking matters into his own hands, he began to place highly toxic methanol inside baitfish. So apparently that poisoned the dolphins that surfaced near his boat. Now, according to the statement, which noted the crimes also took place in 2022 and 23, he also used a 12-gauge shotgun to shoot the dolphins on several occasions, including once when elementary school students were traveling in his vessel, and another occasion when he had more than a dozen fellow fishermen on board. The acting U.S. attorney, Michelle Spraven, said the Barfield's acts are selfish and cruel, and she added they were serious crimes against public resources and were traumatizing for the kids.
Yeah, you think so? There's a few things that are going to be universally beloved by kids in the animal world, and I feel like penguins and dolphins, for whatever reason, it doesn't matter to the kid. Those two particular animals check all the boxes of things that kids like.
Yes.
The idea of watching some random dude pull out a shotgun and blow its freaking head off, you know, on the boat I'm on, man, that's a bit much.
You would think even with the kids on there, like, look, you shouldn't be shooting dolphins to begin with, but you'd think at least with the kids on there, maybe I don't shoot this dolphin in the head.
That's what I said to Miles. I'm like, look, man, a lot of people are up to no good. We understand that. That's just how the way the world works. But typically, you don't do it when there's a group of kids around. That's all.
Yep.
That's all, especially if it's something like shooting dolphins.
And they say between 24 and 70 dolphins.
Damn.
Altogether. They don't know the exact number yet. Because they don't know. Some of them fell to the bottom of the ocean, probably got eaten by crabs.
So sure.
They don't know the exact number. So here we go.
By the way, it's 31 days in jail for that.
To kill a dolphin.
31. That's what he got. He has a $51,000 fine, right? So they hit him financially, but his jail time is 31 days. It'll be like the month of March, the month of May. And then you're done. You have killed, what, 24 to 70 dolphins.
Right.
It's 31 days. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. I do remember, oh God, it's probably 6 or 7 years old. So we're in Orlando, Florida. We go to SeaWorld. I had never seen dolphins before. I had never seen any of this stuff. Now, SeaWorld at the time was a relatively new attraction.
Mm-hmm.
So it probably opened 2 or 3 years before that, maybe early 70s. Either way, I'm there with my granddad, and he's the one that's giving me the tour of the park. And now we're going to go to the Dolphin and Orca Show.
Okay.
Very excited. All right. I'm fired up. My grandfather's one of those people who gets to everything at least 20 minutes early. All right? So we had already bought the tickets. We were the first in line. You know me. I'm a kid. I want to go down to the front row.
Of course.
So we get on the front row, not knowing that the orcas are going to splash the entire front row.
Mm-hmm. Thing.
My grandfather, never seen him real pissed off. He was pretty pissed off.
But the orcas splashed him.
But it was cool. I mean, you just didn't realize, like, it went back probably 5 rows behind us. It wasn't like it was just us or whatever, but it was, I mean, like, my grandfather, I just remember he stood up and he's like, you sons of...
he's going to jump in the tank.
Know, like, he's just like wringing his shirt out like, I'll be you damned. He was so pissed off. That was awesome.
There's a ride in Disney World out at an Animal Kingdom that's like a White River Rapids ride.
All right.
So like you will get wet, but the way the rafts work is they kind of just end up spinning.
Yeah, the big circle ones, right?
So at the end of it, there's like a waterfall, but it's really only going to get a couple people. It's the same thing. Like, this one year, my dad's down there, and he's like, I don't want to get wet. And his brother, my Uncle Phil's like, don't worry. There's 8 of us in here. Only 2 of us are going to get wet. Statistically, you're okay. And then what he didn't know was that me and my uncle knew how to kind of spin it correctly. He was pissed. And he was soaked. I mean, just all the way down. But if you stand at the end of that ride, every time a group comes off, you could tell who got that waterfall.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't.
Email the guys at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and get you some Men's Room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. You know, there's a lot of things in a kitchen that can be dangerous. Remember, there's no handle on a falling knife. It's the truth, man. Just let it fall. You should be wearing shoes. You're in the kitchen, so it shouldn't stab you in your
foot. Move your feet. Just move. Just, you know what? Let it hit the ground.
There's hot grease, hot pans, a lot of stuff. Mm. But what about dangers in your refrigerator?
What?
Yeah, it's dangerous in there. Basically, Consumer Reports, they came out. None of these outright are dangerous. You know what I mean? Like a hard-boiled egg's not going to have a knife on it. They're just saying these are the most reported, like, recalls and cases of poison, people going to the hospital and whatnot.
Okay.
Like I said, most of these on there are going to be, most of these on there you have in your home. So first they start with pre-cooked meat. So this is like pre-made salads, frozen burritos.
Okay.
This made the list because it gets recalled a lot. Like, what was that? 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, there was that company that makes all the sandwiches.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, like, you're always going to have those little Caesar salads or whatever.
Yep.
So there's meat in there if you get, like, the chicken Caesar salad. So they're just saying those often will get recalled.
So that company pretty much recalled everything that it makes.
Right? Well, so did, I mean, think about what happened with Boar's Head. Which in my mind is top of the line. So even the best.
I'm with you.
Even the best. You know, they're
things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to have food inspectors. All right. Now, this one's low on the list. Only 4 hospitalizations last year. Organic basil.
What basil is not organic?
Well, so you need pesticides on it to kill whatever the disease is, I guess?
I guess. They're just saying at least 4 people have gone because of organic basil. These are dangerous.
You mean like they have died? They have passed on?
No, these are just 4 hospitalizations.
Okay, thank you.
If you want a death, we got to move up the list to organic carrots.
So
there was one death last year.
Is this lack of
20 hospitalizations.
Okay, look, so then buy the non-organic, wash the living bejesus out of it to get whatever pesticides, because that is obviously keeping you alive.
Well, people aren't going to the hospital with the one with the pesticide.
Well, it could just be that one organic carrot had a lot of poop on it from some animal. Like, I don't know.
You can only hope.
Well, just also, you got to look at the numbers of people that are eating organic carrots. One death, 20 hospitalizations. I mean, it sucks for that family, but I'm not trying to sound heartless. I'm just saying, statistically, I feel like you'll be okay keep carrots. But just know, they're in there. They're lurking. Next, leafy greens.
Mm-hmm.
One death and 36 people had to be treated.
And that's usually what, like E. coli, and there's something else always seems to pop up. Spinach, sprouts, like they seem to go through the ringer all the time.
I'm about to say, I feel like spinach gets recalled once every 5 years.
I mean, I eat a decent amount of spinach. I feel okay. I used to add sprouts to like stuff just because it's an easy source.
That's a dangerous one too.
But sprouts, honestly, is really, you're rolling the dice. Mm-hmm.
Like, they get recalled all the time, to the point
and frankly,
like,
they're not that good.
That's what I was going to say. To me,
they're not worth the risk.
Break down the numbers, right? Like, because they don't taste like much, right? So you could add them to a sandwich and like get some greens without, but like they also don't taste like much, so don't sweat it.
Yeah,
like, I'm not getting them.
They're not worth the risk.
They don't say what flavor, but they say onions. These are dangerous foods in your fridge. One death. 34 hospitalizations.
Do you put your onions in the fridge? Yeah. I do not.
I do not either.
I do after I've cut into them.
Yes.
Correct. All right, correct.
Correct. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Once they're chopped up, they go in there.
Right.
I eat a lot of onion too, man.
Yeah.
Like to the point I should.
Chives, shallots, yellow onions are my favorite.
Red onions. Yeah. I mean, onions, I'm down with onions. Green onions. Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I typically saute them. So hopefully I'm cooking out the bad.
Hopefully.
Whatever.
Also, I was going to say, I don't know there's a much better smell in this world than sauteing onions.
Nope.
Onions, peppers, and men's room sausage tonight. The beer broth.
Oh, is that the dinner?
Tonight. That's my dinner.
Nice work.
Yes. Going down a list of the 10 most dangerous foods in your fridge. Eggs.
Yeah.
34
yeah.
different people landing in the hospital.
It's just because they're holding on to them for too long. They're not necessarily, you know, like purple rotten, but they do have a turning point.
They also, do. I feel like it takes a while.
I would guess runny. Would be the culprit.
Yeah, there could be that.
So if you're letting the yolk go, you know.
You know what's funny? I don't know. It's just the texture. But God, getting an egg on you is just gross. A raw egg.
On you.
Correct.
I think because it dries so quickly. If you get any egg on you, even when you wipe it off, there's still egg on you.
And it's just
somehow
that clear,
it is already dried.
It's just clear and slimy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And I love eggs, but man, yeah, that's just one of those things. Like, when that's raw and it gets on, you're like, God, this is gross.
Mm-hmm. It's alive, man.
Eggs are delicious, though, man. God, I love it.
Eggs are awesome. You know, the chef's hats have 100 different.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Can you name 100 different ways to cook the egg?
Some people have tried. Thrill, this one's going to hurt me and you because we thoroughly love this stuff. Queso fresco and cojita cheese.
Oh, come on.
Two deaths, 23 hospitalizations.
That's basically the Mexican version of feta, right? The really light white.
And that's the texture, but not the taste. Okay, yeah, right, I got it in my fridge right now. Okay. Man.
But Miles, you're not wrong. It crumbles like feta. It looks a lot like feta. It is.
That's what they put on the Mexican corn if you go to, you know, the Washington State Fair.
All that kind
of stuff. My wife hooks it up, man. In the summertime. So she'll say, like, do you want corn on the cob? Like, absolutely. And then it's the mayo, the cheese.
Does she put the corn on the grill with the shuck on it and then peel it like they do at the fair?
We have done that. And then sometimes she'll just straight boil it and then just roll it in the cheese mayo concoction. Either way, man, it's so good.
I remember years ago sitting at somebody's house. And the dad was like, I got this recipe. And I was like, what do you? And he put mayonnaise on that corn. I was like, what in the hell are you doing? And now I realized he was just a little ahead of the curve with this street corn.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. This one won't shock you. Last year, 29 people, ER, raw milk and raw milk cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Raw milk is a big movement. I get it. It's coming back. There is a lot of, you know, studies that show it can be good for you. The issue is, you got to really be in a state, A, that allows it, and B, you've got to get it directly from that. You got to get it pretty much from that source and then drink it pretty quickly.
Yeah,
so, like, I have a friend in California.
It's the pathogens. But, you know,
right, they're by a farm, so they can do this.
Yeah,
but the farm can have a problem, too.
Right, so, and you find out.
So no deaths, but 173 different people went to the hospital for cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
What? Yeah.
Oh, I eat, like, two or three of those a week.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
You ever get the English cucumber?
The little smaller ones? The pickling cucumbers?
No, they're longer, but they have less seeds.
Well, and they're covered in plastic, too. They come in that little, you know, vacuum plastic wrap.
Well, they had to come across the ocean, Mike.
That's right. Yeah, I get those all the time.
I love the English ones.
They're fantastic.
I don't know why. If you get a big, fat cucumber and it's too seedy, it throws me off. But that English cucumber, it's always...
I like them big and
do
fat.
Do they taste different, or is it just a lack of seeds that's easier to eat?
I think he's right that the taste is not necessarily different. It's the texture.
The texture, yeah.
And I feel like the big fat ones go bad quicker because all of that room in the middle gets mushier faster.
Yeah. I'd like to see, like, you know how they like mini kosher dills? Like, why can't I just buy mini pickles?
Well, you can buy mini cucumbers.
Or mini cucumbers.
I buy them all the time.
Yeah.
Do you really?
I buy four or five of them a week.
All right, I guess I got to look around.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know they were selling them.
You got to eat those quick, though, because those turn very fast.
Sometimes they're prepackaged, so they got them in plastic. Mm-hmm. So they look like they're in a little, container.
Well, I know. Was that last summer? There was a big thing going around where everybody's just like, how to eat a whole cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
And people started making different recipes with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, cucumber is just refreshing, you know? So, I mean, it goes on a lot of stuff. You know, kind of going back to feta and the gyro. I love the cucumber bite. Then number one on the list... Again, I could be wrong. I'm willing to bet all of us in here have some form of this, if not right now in our fridge, generally do. 87 hospitalizations last year, 10 deaths. Deli meat.
Yeah.
I wondered if it was going to be chicken or something like that. Yeah.
Well, in deli meat, I was saying earlier in the show, deli meat's one of those things, too, where, like, you know, you buy it, and then I don't, you know, like, it sounds strange, but for whatever reason, like, if I buy it, like, I don't eat it on the weekends as much. Sure. And then you got to do that thing on Monday, like, is this still okay?
Hold on to the light. Is there
right.
a rainbow?
Yeah. So you're right. You gotta look at it. You gotta smell it. So I would say overall from this list, like, right, going back to the cheese, to the milks, to your yogurts, if it's something you gotta look at and smell, just
throw it away.
Well, just you should know that's a tipping point on one of those things, right?
I never realized how bad the meat was. So my wife got pregnant, and they said, hey, you know, don't consume alcohol. That one didn't shock me. The only other thing they brought up was cured meat.
Cured meat.
Think about that. Like, your parents, so don't drink alcohol. We're all aware of that. We can understand. Right. But, like, and cured meat. Whatever else you wanted to eat.
That includes a hot dog, you know?
Oh, All of it.
Yes.
I mean, seriously,
everything.
Trust me, my all wife asked a few questions. He's like, is it cured? If the answer is yes, do not put this in your body.
No kidding.
Yeah, seriously, man.
I'll tell you the new one that's got me is, and most grocery stores sell it now. It's kind of more expensive than other cured meats, but it's like cured beef. Almost like salami, but it's beef.
Oh.
Is it
there's a word for it. I can't think of it right now.
I think I might have it at home. Yeah, my wife loves the stuff. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it is delicious. So be careful out there, folks. Don't let your fridge hurt you.
Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Coming up at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with the shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Send the Men's Room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious Men's Room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
What was the first?
The Swarm.
How old were you when you saw it, and what was the first movie that scared you to death? Other than, say, Jaws. I mean, so, like a horror movie.
I've said this one because I don't remember much of the movie, but I remember when I was a kid, I believe it was Ghostbusters 2 that came out.
All right.
And I remember it was on TV at one point, and I don't know why I ended up watching this, but there's a scene where this weird pink slime thing comes out of the damn bathtub. Just right out of the faucet of the bathtub. And I was young enough to where that was the freakiest damn thing that I could have ever imagined. And I legit was scared to take a bath for like weeks after that. I was freaked out, dude.
I can tell you for me, it was a goddamn killer clowns from outer space.
Now, did you already not like clowns, or are they the reason that
you
don't
they
like?
Helped a ton.
Okay. God, that movie's so stupid.
Because as a kid, clowns were just wacky. Right. And then
it turns out your mind.
Yeah, not now. They're scary and you don't want to see them.
Okay. Yeah, it was Alien, man. And my parents took me. I was 10, right? And so in my mind, when you said a movie like Alien, my mom would watch Star Trek. I'm like, right. All right, I've seen Aliens before, whatever. I had no idea what the premise of this movie was. And I thought it was a great movie, but I've never been that scared in my life. And I mean, like, for weeks afterwards, man. You're just laying in your bedroom, and you're staring at the closet door, and I'm like, that thing can be any freaking where, man. And then you tell, well, it's in outer space. I'm like, but you don't know that. It could be any. I mean, there's always a moment, I think, for all kids where you see something scary. And like you said, Ted, the concept of what they are is entirely different than anything you've ever thought.
Yeah.
Clowns are funny. The clown trip. Not these clowns, Ted.
No.
These clowns will kill you. Right. And just blows your mind.
Yeah. And some of them come off looking nice, and then they were murderous.
Mm-hmm.
And you said The Swarm.
Oh, yeah.
I remember The Swarm.
No, what was The Swarm?
The Swarm was a movie about bees. So my
bad 70s movie,
so
but yeah.
This is a theater downtown that has one movie theater.
Yep.
They have maybe two movies they show on and off, back and forth. So one was The Swarm, and my grandmother called the movie theater, and she said, I want to take my grandson to a movie. What's playing? And they gave the times. And said, the movie is The Swarm. And she's like, is it kid-friendly? And the woman's like, oh, yeah, it's kid-friendly.
Oh, no.
Well, the movie was rated R. All right, this is 1978. The first scene, I will never forget, it's this couple, and they are getting ready to kind of make out in this car, and it's underneath this tree.
Classic.
And then the swarm comes and gets them.
My God.
It came through its vent, right?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't realize that
and
the first
the
scene, but yeah.
The swarm comes in the entire car. Now, keep in mind, you've already seen some action, two young lovers kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
All of a sudden, man, they are just decimated by the swarm, and the bees have locked the doors.
Right. Oh my.
Like the whole thing is just happening, and they're basically just getting eaten. No, I looked this thing up. Starring Michael Caine.
All right.
Oh, no way.
Henry Fonda.
Oh my God.
Richard Chamberlain. Fred McMurray, who was a TV actor back in the day. Patty Duke.
Yeah.
Looking at the list of people who are in this movie. Like,
this was a massive movie.
This was like a B-level, you know, shock, horror.
No
movie.
Pun intended.
But, so apparently I freaked out. So I think we were in there for no more than 15 minutes. before my grandmother grabbed me by the arm and yanked me out, like, you're not watching this crap.
Really? She didn't get to the whole movie?
I think my grandma was kind of freaked out, too.
Uh-huh.
So, but either way, she's like, this is not appropriate for you. And I'm like, I didn't want to stay. But she asked me, I'm like, get me out of here, man. Like, I'm not used to horror movies. This is not my genre. But that was the first one where I was like, man, that freaked me out.
I remember that scene. I remember, as far as the swarm goes, I remember they took down a helicopter. And that blew my mind because as a kid, the helicopter was coming to save the day. So I'm like, all right, everything's going to end well. Well, then the helicopter crashes and the bees take him out. Then there's a guy who'd been in most of the movie and he's got the protective bee gear on, right?
Fantastic.
So it didn't matter where he'd been. He understood the situation, but he wasn't getting stung. He's one of the scientists. And this is so stupid, but as a kid, this blew my mind. So same movie, it's toward the end now, and he's trying to rescue these two people at a house. And as best I remember, they happened to be at a costume party. So the one guy's dressed as a pirate. So protected beer guy's like, hey, you need to leave the house. Get in my van. Get out before this swarm comes. And they're like, cool. Well, naturally, as soon as they get outside, well, the bees have shown
my
up.
My God.
Yeah,
so
there.
Protected bee guy that's been in the movie, he should be fine. Oh, no. No. What goes wrong? The guy dressed as a pirate is now swinging his sword around, right? Because all the bees are attacking.
That's how you kill bees.
That's how you kill bees. And it slices this guy's protective bee gear crap. Seriously, it's just a slit. And then all of the bees somehow know that this teeny tiny slit has been made.
Get him!
Oh, yeah. And so I remember, this is so stupid, but at the end of the scene, right, because they have that clear like plastic on their face kind of thing, they showed that thing filling up with bees. And as a kid, I'm like, there it is. There's the nightmare. Not getting stung, but the fact that your head is stuck basically in a tank with bees.
Do they ever like explain what has set these bees off?
They may have, but we were kids when we saw it, so it didn't matter. Sure. It did not matter what they said. The point is, there's a lot of bees here, and people are dying. Well, and of course, they killed everyone.
The next summer, my neighbor got stung by bees cutting grass, and his face was swollen up. And my mom had to take him to the hospital. So when he came over to the house because his wife was not home, you know, he shows up at the door and he's all swollen. I'm like, what's going on, Bill? You know, like, what's happening? He's like, I need your mom. She needs to take me to the hospital. I'm like, what happened? I got just stung by a bunch of bees. And I'm like, oh, no.
He's going to die.
Because I never had an interaction with
them. Right.
I've never been stung before. I'm like, I've seen this movie.
You're going to die, man.
I know exactly what happened.
They're coming, man.
Get stung by a tongue of bees.
You led them here.
This is not even a joke. This text came in from my wife at 2:40. Someone hit a beehive, basically, at the end of our driveway. There are bees all over the place. I was on the street. I was walking the dog. Just speaking of the swarm.
So right now you have bees at your house?
Yeah, she sent the text like 30 minutes ago. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And basically, where this beehive went down, I don't know how big it is. I do not know how many bees are involved in this. I don't know if it's like swarm level events or just a hive of pissed off bees. But the fact you brought up the swarm, and this is the text I just got. I'm like, cool.
Good times.
Did you guys watch Candyman? Did that kind of reset all that same fear with you?
No, I was old enough that Candyman didn't bug me too much.
Because he actually
that was a big one, too.
Yeah.
But you couldn't say it three times.
Did you ever do it? Did you ever look in the mirror and do it?
I've been in a room where somebody did it, and we, like, punched them, and we're like, stop!
It's like a Ouija board thing.
It is, man.
Yeah. Would you do it now?
No.
As a grown man?
Yes. I don't tempt that crap, dude. I don't believe in it, but I don't tempt it.
If I have to get up to pee in the middle of the night, like... I the first thing I'm doing is like put my hand in that bathroom and clicking on the light because it's dark. And
I don't
I'm
need anything in there.
Yeah, I don't know why. The bathroom's the only room as an adult where it's like, I need a little light.
You ever walk in there and you have to like shoot the shower curtain open? Like, who's back there?
Yeah. No.
I do that all the time too.
Yeah. You know what I do? And I just did it yesterday. If I've been gone for a day or two, make sure there's nobody in here.
Yes.
I don't know.
Walk through, but you didn't walk in on anybody.
Yes. Yeah.
They're hiding in there, Miles.
Jesus.
That's where they get you.
No closet door. The shower.
No.
I don't know why. They don't mess with closet doors in my head.
Nah, closet door was the go-to. In my world, man, it was a closet door.
Yeah.
You think it's just your clothes in there. There's something real bad.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast.
People are more likely to stop at the fast food drive-thru if they end up in a traffic jam, according to a new study.
Well, yeah, because you've wasted the time you were going to use to cook.
Exactly. But it made me think, you know what? Who's got the fastest one?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The top 10 quickest drive-through experiences. In a former life, at the ripe age of 14, I thrust myself into the workforce, much like our very own Miles Montgomery. My first real job was at Burger King. Because of my age, I could only work the front counter and drive-thru. I preferred the drive-thru because of the microphone. Who knew way back then I was foreshadowing to this illustrious and ever so joyful of a career, suggesting what kind of car you should buy and that sliced pimento loaf is on sale in the deli. And of course, getting to work with the men's room.
Yeah! You lucky son of a bitch.
Where the hell did I go wrong?
Yeah, we bug him daily. So these are the fastest fast food chains with the quickest drive-through waits. Any guesses on what do you guys think, as far as your experience has been, who the quickest of the fast food drive-throughs have been?
Years ago for me, it was at an Arby's.
An Arby's was a quick one.
I mean, they
always
just...
helps when there's no one in line.
Well, sure,
absolutely.
Sure.
But I'll say, based on efficiency, what they do, Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A, not bad at
all.
Because
they have a person out there sometimes standing.
Oh, right,
working
right.
The line. Through
lead the charge
line.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Ted, any guesses?
I mean, honestly, I would say McDonald's.
McDonald's. All right. So here you go. These are the quickest drive-through waits for fast food restaurants. Number 10 on the list is where we find you, Miles, at Chick-fil-A. 436 seconds was the average wait time through that line. And I think you're absolutely right. They started dividing it into two separate lines. They've got people out there with little iPads, and they're taking them all. They take your payment out there as well. So it just kind of keeps that whole thing moving good and quick. They found out how to make that one work. McDonald's is where we find Ted at number 9. 413 seconds, a full 20 seconds faster.
All right. I just feel like they're super efficient.
Absolutely.
And but also they're probably the busiest one.
Yeah.
So it might take a little longer, but I mean, I don't know. Even the last time I had to pull aside, they were like, pull up and we'll get to, like, it didn't seem that long.
Right.
I still feel like the less items, the better.
Absolutely.
Or the faster.
Well, and staying away from the fryer as well. The fried foods take a certain amount of time to get through there. And I do remember when I was a kid, McDonald's was definitely one of the quickest, if not the quickest, to get through. But I think the overcomplication of the menu, you know, back in the day when it was just the little patties and it was going quick, it ran a lot faster. But now they got so many different burgers and sandwiches on there that they gotta get through all the different fried foods that they got to do.
Right.
So there you go. Burger King comes in at number 8, 351 seconds.
Okay. Not bad. I mean, last time I was at a Burger King for breakfast, it was quick, but I was the only one in there.
That helps.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's been a little slow on the last few Burger King drive-thrus I've been through.
All right,
you know, not gonna hate on it. I love the food, and it's usually
those
worth
breakfast
the wait.
Potatoes kick ass though.
Oh, they're bomb, dude.
They're really good.
And
so, same with Wendy's.
You can't beat that chicken sandwich either. That original chicken sandwich.
I know there's better, probably ingredient ones, but I'm with you. That long
on that roll, man.
I love that thing.
That was,
but I don't know, just because I grew up with it. But I'm with you.
That was probably my first obsession when I was a kid. Is we'd go there and I'd get that and I would put barbecue sauce on it.
Because the Popeyes one is superior. Like that chicken sandwich to me is hands down the best chicken sandwich in the game.
All right,
but so I'm with you. Sometimes you want that random. You want that Burger King one.
Yeah. Damn right. They got Wendy's there at number 7.
Okay.
All right.
Which, again, that one, I think it depends a little bit on where you're at. There are certain locations that I've been to that are quicker than others, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they say 343 seconds.
I would say I think that's standard for any fast food.
Yes.
Depending on the location and the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are gonna change things a little bit.
And I feel like one always reflects the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will still say, I catch flack for this, but Wendy's one of the best fries in the game, in my opinion. Still to this day. Yeah, you got to salt them yourself, but I think it's actually a little bit better that way. And I prefer them. They're bomb.
Yeah.
They don't need the doggone Frosty. They go with Hardee's at number 6.
I haven't been to a Hardee's drive-thru to know.
Neither have I. It's not in this part of the world. So.
Well, yeah. Carl's Jr.'s. Is that separate on the list?
Hold that thought, Ted.
All right, that's weird that Hardee's, because it's the same restaurant, just on different coasts. Hardee's also has fried chicken.
Really?
So and roast beef sandwiches. They used to.
Are they that different?
I mean, I haven't been to
They're
one in years.
Pretty famous. No, same thing. Does Carl's Jr. not offer chicken?
I haven't been to one in a while.
I mean, Hardee's
dude.
Offers chicken. So I just feel like whenever you're frying chicken, that always takes up the time.
Duncan shows up, number 5 on the list. 321 seconds to get start to finish there. Which I would hope that'd be just a little bit quicker. I think it's because of the
coffee.
Fancification of the coffee.
Yeah,
right.
It's the fancy drinks. It's like grabbing your ass donuts or a muffin.
Exactly. No kidding, man. Well, and then they've also got those, you know, just like what Starbucks does.
Little
they got
sandwiches and all
little
that.
Sandwiches that they're going to put in the oven and then heat them up real quick. still bomb. I wish we had one out here somewhere. Doggone it. Number four on the list. That's where we find you, Mr. Hill, at Arby's. 319 seconds. Just 3 seconds faster there than Duncan.
We have the meat.
But again, I think
shortly.
I think it goes back to simplicity.
That is 100% why.
They've got other things on the menu, which are fantastic. They've got curly fries on the menu, which are fantastic. But I think everybody's mainstay is still that beef and cheddar.
And it's already made.
Oh, yeah.
It's just sitting there waiting for it.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, they probably got a whole handful just packed up ready to rock and roll.
But I feel like the signature sandwich at most places has got to still be the most ordered.
Has to be.
Like, I think McDonald's, the Big Mac has to be up there. Oh, beef and cheddar, like, the Whopper has to be ordered a lot. Yeah.
What'd you look at that, Miles?
Hardy's just killing me, remembering all the good food. Country fried steak biscuits, hand-breaded chicken biscuits, country ham, biscuits and gravy, Frisco breakfast sandwich.
Fast food chains with the quickest drive-through waits. Number three on the list surprises me, KFC.
Hmm. Really?
303 seconds.
That goes by chicken theory.
Because the chicken.
Yeah, but that's all
longer.
They do, right?
Yeah.
So they got chicken like McDonald's has burgers. Like, brother, we know why you're here. It's KFC.
And I will say, opposite side of that spectrum is that, you know, they're always going to have chicken on hand and ready, but the time that you show up and they don't, that's one of the longest waits.
It's my mind. Oh, absolutely.
How about Taco Bell?
Hold that thought, Miles.
Okay.
That's so funny. So the last time I was in, and I've only been at KFC, once in 2 years. I had to wait. So I guess they just didn't chicken ready.
Yeah. You get through at the wrong time of day when they've completed. Yeah. Number two on the list, that's where you find Carl's Jr. Another 303 seconds to get through Carl's Jr. Not to speak ill of Carl's Jr., I find their sandwiches to be fantastic and their fries are great. However, I have yet to find the Carl's Jr. that didn't take me 20 minutes to get through.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to speak ill on it.
Would
because,
it be
again,
faster to
it,
just park and go in, do you think?
No, I've tried that and it just doesn't work. Because I try that move all the time, man, and it doesn't work for me.
It's going to take that long.
Maybe they've changed something, but it's been a hot minute since I've been into a Carl's Jr., but I love the food. I really do. It's just like, why is this taking forever? I'm literally the only guy in here, man. Uh-huh. Come on.
That is weird when you're the only person in a fast food joint, and it's still taking forever.
We didn't
it's
have like, anything ready?
Yeah. Okay. Like, I mean, and I know you. You probably ordered one of their standard burgers.
I do. I don't get fancy with You know, it's me. I'm on my way home from an auction. I need to grab something to eat real fast. I just stop at the damn Carl's Jr. drive-thru like, oh, you know what? It's been a hot minute. And it is a hot minute sitting there waiting for it. But hey, they say number two on the list as far as the fastest drive-thrus. And then the number one fastest fast food chain with the quickest drive-thru. Miles, you nailed it. Taco Bell.
Almost the most items.
278. But the thing is, it's all simple and it all comes together quick.
Yeah.
So Jack in the Box are impressive too, based on how many different things they have.
Absolutely.
You know? So I figured Taco Bell, but.
This Taco Bell, I just remember like as a we would always go inside when you're like a teenager to eat because you don't have other stuff to do.
Yeah.
But I just remember, you know, like a caulking gun?
Oh, yeah.
They had one of those for sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
And like, I don't know if they still have it, but right. Just like boom, boom. But I was like. So I don't like sour cream that much, but I need one.
Right.
I need a sour cream gun.
Shoot me up some sour cream, man.
Yeah. Like come on. I could be pumping out tacos. Sitting at home, spooning out sour cream like a peasant.
Well, and that's another one that they've really, really streamlined everything that they're doing on in there. And same thing. I go through a Taco Bell drive-thru, and everybody orders the doggone menu, and they're out of there within 5 minutes.
Yep.
It's insane.
Hey, you're right, because that is a place you order a lot of stuff.
Yeah, sir. And you only spend $15.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Yeehaw! Game is Big W, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant, ready to play the big game.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Tom, sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. Tom, you always like to play early, don't you? Just get it out of the way.
I do.
Let's see what we got here for you. Okay, our men's room poll. You're going to do what on mushrooms? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I'd have to say karaoke. Probably the best option for me.
Okay, what would you say?
Beatles, maybe some Doors.
So basically bands that were probably on mushrooms.
Yeah, I feel like Doors you could probably pull off tripping on mushrooms. Funny, we got a text here, Tom. You picked karaoke. The text says, the only thing I haven't done while tripping on that list is karaoke. Hmm. So I've done the other three. All right, Tom, here is your question. 1, 2, 3, or 4. How many U.S. states were once republics?
I'm going to say 1, Texas.
It was California. I'll say 4.
Oh. You went 4? Mm-hmm. It is 4. So you have Texas, California, Delaware, of all freaking places, and Hawaii. Nothing against Delaware. Just like, really? That's cute.
And then what's the difference between commonwealths and states? Like, Virginia is big on where the commonwealth, and I think Massachusetts is
there's
commonwealth.
There's 4 commonwealths in the United States. I do not remember what they
one,
are.
Pennsylvania is one, I believe.
I think Pennsylvania is one. Yeah, Virginia, Pennsylvania. Is there one in New England, maybe? Did you say Massachusetts?
Massachusetts.
And Hawaii, maybe? I don't remember. I don't remember what the difference is. It's a subtle difference, but yeah, they're commonwealths, not states, and they like to remind you of that. All right. Your question, what flavor of Flavor Aid was used at Jonestown?
Grape Kool-Aid.
Well, grape.
It was grape. Yeah, we'll give it. Yeah. It was, look, man, people always say there's no such thing as, like, you know, bad press. I think Kool-Aid would argue, hey, just so you know, the Jonestown Massacre in the 70s, man, that was Flavor Aid. We don't know how this
Yeah, but you can't say, hey, man, don't drink the Flavor Aid.
Yes, you can. Because well, no, it's based on it. Because everyone goes, hey, man, I don't drink the Kool-Aid. But Kool-Aid, like, we had nothing to do with that, man. The Kool-Aid man was like, oh, yeah, you're going to die. It was not them. But I don't drink the Kool-Aid. Like, it was Flavor Aid. Is Flavor Aid gone?
I mean, if it's around, I've never seen it.
It's like RC Cola, right?
Exactly.
Like, it's
around. It might exist somewhere.
But yeah, I'm just saying, it was not Kool-Aid. It was, in fact, Flavor Aid.
I mean, if they drank RC Cola, they'd say, don't drink the Coke.
I don't know. I bet you Coca-Cola would come over the top like, hey, that was Royal Crown Cola.
But you
do not.
I mean, who are you going to sue? It's like what Ted says with Q-tip. It's just the universal, you know,
right,
word
usually
for
cotton swabs.
I still say the Xerox machine.
Do you say Xerox machine?
I do. Well, yeah.
I didn't say. My dad worked
printer,
in
Xerox.
I didn't even say that.
It's a printer.
Yeah, I did for a number of years.
But,
yeah.
I mean, Mama Cass didn't choke on a ham sandwich.
Right.
What did she choke on?
I don't know that she choked on anything. I think she just died.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. So you just start believing stuff because you're
hurt. But the choking people can't sue because, you know.
Right. Well, I mean, Kool-Aid is nothing to sue. It's not like Flavor Aid said, hey, it was Kool-Aid. So they can't, like, sue Flavor Aid. Somehow the general public said, nah, man, it was Kool-Aid.
I really don't think it matters as much what they consumed as much as the end result.
But it's not a good attachment. Well, that's all. Yeah. It's like your uncle going to jail on child porn. Like, it wasn't me. They go, right, but he's part of your family, even though it has nothing to do with you. So I feel like Kool-Aid's like, look, man, it's done. Steer clear.
Gabe is Big Dummy, 206-803, right?
Big oh, she had a heart attack.
Dummy!
She wasn't eating anything?
You guys don't want to let it go.
No, I'm serious.
I'm dead serious.
She wasn't eating dinner and then had a heart attack.
She had just a heart attack.
Well, I mean, well, look at Gandolfini.
All right.
I have seen what he ate for dinner that night when he was in Italy, and then he has a heart attack when he's sleeping.
What did he eat? Do you remember roughly? Like standard pasta?
It was like shrimp scampi or something. He got a couple orders. He had a couple shots of tequila. I don't know why I remember this.
So he was having a good night.
He was.
Great.
He was like having dinner with his son, had a few cocktails, got a special order, got a second order of the shrimp. But we say he died of a heart attack. Whereas Mama Cass, unfortunately,
ham sandwich
bigger, right? This has been going on for 40 or 50 years, and she died choking on a ham sandwich.
Sure?
I'm
going to look this up.
Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the bedroom.
What's up, guys?
Hola.
Jesse, are you sober or not sober?
Team sober today.
Okay. All right, Jesse, for our poll, you're doing some shrooms. Where are you doing them? Karaoke, an escape room, paintball, or a family reunion?
I think paintball sounds like a blast, so we'll
I
go
do
with
too.
That.
Yeah, I'm right it there does. With you. Okay. I think your heart would be beating like crazy.
Oh,
you might have a great mental strategy, but as far as your physical body is concerned, I think it would be really, really tough to overcome if you had to run from point A to point B.
But I think that's the part you'd enjoy. Like, your adrenaline is spiking, but even if your strategy's bad, you were so confident in your strategy. It's more the anticipation of, let me get myself in a position.
I cannot explain to you the heart rate level when that horn goes off and you start playing paintball.
Yeah.
Because the fear of the pain that you know is coming when you get shot.
Yeah.
Is it just enough to make you go, oh, God, I'm going to do everything in my power to not get shot?
Yeah. Pain has a weird way of doing that.
I'm just going with getting worried about getting stuck because I'm shrooming. Right? So when I learned to snowboard, I had been going for weeks on end, right? So I was getting pretty good. And then we were just up at Snoqualmie, and this day I decided, you know what, I'll smoke weed before, not after. And I was just up on this ridge. And I remember the girl I was dating, she's like, what are you doing on that ridge? I was like, I don't know. It's like, I forgot how to get down. So just you go ahead. I'll be on this ridge for a while. I'm out of the way.
I don't know how to do this right now.
Yeah, it's like, the fear of just like, oh my God.
Hang on.
I can remember looking at me. What are you doing on the ridge? I don't know. I'm scared.
Just leave me alone. Just leave me alone.
Working, she's like, we've done this 50 times. I know.
But not
honey, I'm scared. Can I stop yelling? I'm scared.
You're right. All right, Jesse, here's your question. What kind of knot are neckties traditionally tied into?
Oh, gosh.
The house of.
I'm just gonna go with the first thing that comes to mind. It's probably not right, but Windsor knot.
Oh, that's right, one and done. What's the difference between that and a half Windsor?
You're only half done.
There's double Windsor.
Right, it's how you tie it. It's about how involved you are with the tie.
I only know how to do one way.
Yeah, as far as my necktie goes.
It's probably the half Windsor. Lot of people learn the half Windsor.
That's the
shortest way to go, but you just throw it together, basically. You're basically just throwing together the diamond on the tie.
Did anybody have that panic as a child when you tried to put on your first tie and dad's not home?
Yes.
I had to go across the street.
Yeah, because you have no concept.
My mom had no idea.
I had a clip-on.
Once
you go from clip-on to tie, man.
I had a clip-on in grade school, but like when I got to high school, they were like, you got to wear real ties.
Like, uh-oh.
It was like panicked.
Oh, yeah. That's a horrible moment. Hey, I
cannot believe I got that right.
Well, but now you know. Well,
Jesse,
probably
you sound like a guy. You're probably in a suit right now, you crazy SOB.
All right, Jesse, for your one-and-done question, here is a true or false question for you. True or false, the longest-running live-action sitcom is... It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No. Pennsylvania. It's rainy and crappy.
That I know as true.
How did you know that?
I saw something about it a couple seasons ago, and they're still going. So, yeah, they hit that record a couple seasons ago, but they're still going strong.
Damn. Okay. That's not the show I would have predicted.
So, was that 15 years?
17 as of now, I believe.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage.
Oh, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So, to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, if you were listening to our show earlier, you might remember this. We toast 36-year-old Darren Delkis of somewhere in Florida. Now, Darren has a lengthy rap sheet for all kinds of stuff, from stolen property to drug dealing to theft to fraud. Basically, he's a criminal jack of all trades. Now, that said, he's been out on parole for the last 2 months, and he's been doing what he can to keep his nose clean. Unfortunately, someone convinced our friend Darren to engage in the hot chip challenge. And that should not be a big deal, but it proved to be his undoing, because you see, after swallowing that spicy-ass chip, he took a sip of someone else's Corona. Keep that in mind, someone else's Corona to get the heat out of his mouth. Well, the terms of his parole forbid him from consuming alcohol, including of someone's watered-down beer to cool his mouth. He was arrested, and he's back behind bars for at least the next, 18 months, I believe? Next year and a half,
yeah.
Again, because he did the one chip challenge. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, the chola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.